You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. A Mardi Gras concert will heat up the Syracuse cold this weekend while also helping to support a performing arts center for people in one of the city's struggling neighborhoods. WAER's Chris Bolt reports the event features a New Orleans legend who says music should help bridge divides.
Terrence Simeon is an eighth-generation Creole. He's been playing music down in New Orleans and touring for more than three decades. He's only too happy to share the feel and spirit of Mardi Gras in the South with an audience here.
I always try to make it a mission, you know, at this time to bring the spirit of Mardi Gras to places where people can't come down here, you know, places like Syracuse. I mean, we always bring our Mardi Gras show on the road somewhere to people who can't experience the spirit of Mardi Gras in Louisiana.
Simeon explains Mardi Gras is a party before Lent, a chance to celebrate, have fun, and let loose just before giving something up as a resolution to live right. But more than just part of the celebration, he describes music as medicine to help with whatever people are dealing with.
The Louisiana Creole experience throughout the years have been, you know, slavery, Jim Crow, and all kind of, you know, difficulties that a lot of people don't, you know what I'm saying, can't imagine, okay? But the way we make ourselves feel better, and it's always been that way, through our music.
Last weekend of April, first weekend of May, people come from all over the planet all night and all day.
Simeon will share the stage with Syracuse's Melissa Gardner and Professor Louie and the Chromatics. The concert will raise money for Salt Space Performing Arts Center. The project on Syracuse's west side will provide a place for performances and learning for people of that neighborhood, many of whom might not have access to or an outlet for artistic expression. Professor Louie is only too happy to support the cause.
It's always really a great idea and a very good idea to do something from the community where you're playing, because you're asking the community to come out and spend money and see you. And it's nice to give something back on the spot if you can.
He hopes the Salt Space Center, being right in the neighborhood, might put people in touch with music, perhaps instruments they couldn't afford.
The music needs to carry on. It's one of the best things for people to do, play music, whether it be professional or in your house or on the front porch. And it's really important to play music that can play without big production and big lights and big bombs going off.
Terrence Simeon agrees. However people come together and play or listen, there's a positive outcome.
People need to remember, you know, that music can heal a lot of wounds. Live music can bring people together like nothing else. I mean, you know, we got all this crazy stuff happening these days in politics and religion, which is pushing people away. But live music always bring people together in a way where, you know, you realize that, you know, that all these things we fuss and fight about, yeah, we gotta get it right, but we gotta get it right together.
The Mardi Gras Party Concert to benefit Music for the Mission and the Salt Space Performing Arts Center takes place Saturday at the Palace Theater in Eastwood starting at 7:30. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
Information about Saturday's Mardi Gras concert is at livespaceentertainment.com. And for more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.